Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues facing the entrepreneurial community in our state. To help us, as always, John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
Tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
So I want to talk a little bit about Phil Yanoff, who is one of those folks that's been a part of the tech and entrepreneurial ecosystem in the state for quite a long time. And, you know, he's somebody you can overlook if you're not careful about just how important his role has been. He has these professional networking events in Greenville, in Columbia, in Charleston, in Charlotte. He even has one in Bangalore, India. Phil has a weekly podcast, talks about networking and the tech community. The last one I thought was really good was how to improve your professional networking. You know, a lot of people don't think about it like that, do they? That it's a very intentional thing that you need to do.
Well, now I don't know about that. I mean, that's why, you know, we have networking groups and chambers of commerce and that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I guess that's true. And, you know, it's almost to me like when I was talking to Phil, it's like, you know, the equivalent of Toastmasters, which helps people kind of with public speaking. This kind of helps them with networking, things to think about. So one of the things he does is if you register to attend, he sends you the list of who's coming in advance, and that's pretty good, so you can know up front. And he's got kind of three keys that he thinks you need to do, and I'm going to add a fourth one. The first is narrow your focus. I mean, kind of know what you're looking for, right? If you don't know where you're going, it doesn't much matter how you get there. The second tip he has is do your homework. So now you have this list of people, you know what you're looking for. So, I mean, it's very easy to see people's LinkedIn profile, get a little background information on them, you know, and identify maybe five or six people that you're really looking to try to connect with at any given event. And so you have a clear mission when you walk in the door. The third he's got here is execute with intention. Be useful, be helpful. I mean, if you're only going to kind of take care of yourself, that's probably not a great way to network. You know, if you're very curious and you're asking great questions and you're listening to people, build a rapport with them, you can figure out how to do this and everybody's enlightened self-interest. How can I help you and how can you help me? And I'm going to add a fourth, and this is one where I've seen people fall down the most over the years, and that's follow-up. I don't know how many people I've seen will go to an event like this and meet a bunch of people. They get up and go to work the next morning. They get really busy, and they don't follow up with the people they met. And if you're not going to do that, then kind of showing up to begin with is not so great. So I just thought it was interesting that he's tried to systemize this and begin to teach other people. I think it's probably especially important in the tech community, isn't it? I mean, sometimes those folks aren't the most social, you know, the easiest to walk into a room and strike up a conversation with somebody else. I think Phil trying to help them do this in an intentional way so they get the most out of, you know, the events they attend is a really good thing.
It's something that he has noticed through these Tech After Five networking events with technology people.
Yeah, so I mean, I think, you know, he's been doing this a long time. So even before that, he had what he called the GSA Technology Council, and he still does that as a lunch program. But Tech After Five is all it is about networking. I mean, there is no agenda there. He didn't like me to say this, but I joke sometimes that the first beer is free. You know, it's all about having a beverage and striking up a conversation and getting to know people. For a lot of tech folks, a room like that can be kind of intimidating. So I think you and me and Phil, we do this kind of naturally, but a whole lot of people don't and need some help.
Well, if it's one thing I've noticed for sure over the past several years, the technology community in South Carolina has grown exponentially.
Well, and they're very helpful. Rarely have I ever reached out to somebody and asked for, you know, some time and that I didn't get it. And I didn't always get what I was looking for. You know, no is a very frequent answer to my questions, but at least people are willing to listen. And, you know, I think for the most part, if people can help you, especially if you're very clear, you know, that comes back to the original tip from Phil is narrow your focus. I mean, if you really know what you're looking for and you can ask for something specific, that really helps people you're networking with. People all ask me a general question sometime, you know, that they're not real sure what they're looking for, and it makes it hard. So, you know, who do I refer them to? But if they've been very clear about what they're looking for, then a couple people pop to mind, and I can probably help them.
Well, John, as always, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.